Well, hey, I want to thank you for coming out and gathering with us today. We've had a great time so far. Did you enjoy the band and the worship? Let's go ahead and give them a hand. That was a great thing and a great time, and it's just great to be able to sing some praises to God and maybe be reminded of some things that we need to be reminded of. I heard a great statement this week that just kind of fits right with the series that we're stepping out into today, and here it is. It says this: the truth will set you free, but it might tick you off at first. You know what? Have you ever heard that saying, the truth hurts? Somebody told me the other day, John, it looks like you may have picked up a pound or two. And I thought, you know what? That's the truth, but it hurts because it's more than a pound or two, right? Sometimes we hear a truth and we go ahead and we associate with it just a little bit, but then we're reminded of something that is a reality of it, and sometimes it hurts just a little bit. Well, today we go ahead and we're kicking off a series entitled Truth Wins, and here's the reality. If we want to win in life, if we want to overcome the things that we're struggling with, if we want to go ahead and overcome the things that are holding us back, if we want to begin to truly reject the lies that maybe we've been buying into, at first there might be a thing or two that hurts about the truth, but can I tell you this? The truth will go ahead and bring freedom in your life. The truth will help you to be able to overcome the setbacks, the struggles, the failures, the hurts, the things that have a hold of your life and maybe that you're desperately trying to get away from. You see, the truth will go ahead and make that difference. You see, I believe that everything in our life happens, and how we respond to it is ultimately the most important thing. And some of you are dealing with some struggles that you never bargained for. Some of you are dealing with some decisions that you've made, and it's brought some outcomes that you never expected. But here's the reality. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, the truth can go ahead and help us overcome. The truth can go ahead and make us free from those situations. The truth can help us win in that situation in life. Last Sunday morning, as we kind of just celebrated Easter, and we said, look, here's the reality. Truth changes everything. You see, for those first disciples, when they arrived at the tomb, and they were wondering how they're going to go ahead and roll away the stone, they're asking themselves how they're going to deal with all the unknowns. When they got there and the stone was rolled away, when they showed up and there was just a shining light that was there and they didn't understand everything, the truth was changed for them, ultimately for forever. And when we come to that moment where we begin to look at Jesus as truth, I promise you that truth changes everything. And the first thing it does is it helps us win. So if you're ready to win and you're ready to overcome some things in life, I would encourage you to just kind of buckle in and get ready for the ride over the next few weeks and be excited as we come together, because we're going to go ahead and experience some great things. But as we get started today, I just want to encourage you to go ahead and open up to John chapter 8. And in John chapter 8, Jesus gives us two verses. And on these two verses, we find a lot of things. We find a lot of basic things that will help us, but it helps us to know what truth is. Because I think that today, we all have something in common. One, we all have something that we want to overcome. We all do. We have something in our life that is making us uncomfortable. We have something in our life that's kind of like something that might be stretching us, and it might be stretching us in a positive way, so to speak, but we want to go ahead and move beyond that a little bit, or maybe we want a little more of it so that we can be more of what we know we need to be. Maybe we've got something in our life that's just really making us uncomfortable from a standpoint of discomfort. And maybe it's hurting just a little bit. Maybe it's tugging at us, and maybe it's weighing us down. And maybe we're saying, man, if I could only get rid of this, my life would go ahead and be completely different. Well, sometimes the reality is this. We want our circumstances to change immediately. But sometimes in order to overcome in life, it's not a circumstance change that we need. It's a condition of our heart and a condition of our life. It's discovering what that truth is and overcoming that circumstance and maybe even rising above it. Well, here's what Jesus tells us about truth that wins. He tells us this in John chapter 8 and verse number 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, he says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And then he says this, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus looked at a group of people who are hearing his message that's kind of contradictory. He's looking at a group of people who are used to rules and regulations. They're used to doing things. They're used to searching for an answer, not necessarily searching for truth. They're used to trying to get things to line up. They're used to counting their steps on the Sabbath because that was something that they had laid hold of. And if they said, man, if we just go ahead and limit our life to this number of steps, life will be good. But guess what? Life wasn't. That this group that heard Jesus say this was used to trying to be good enough, and they would try to be good enough, and in being good enough in their mind and trying and putting forth the very best effort, they thought, man, my life is going to be better, and I'm going to have this sense of freedom, and I won't have any more struggles, and it's going to be good. Can I tell you something? That's not the truth. You see, when they heard that, they were hearing something different, maybe for the very first time. Sometimes in our life, we think if I get good enough, if I do enough good things, if I go to church, if I get involved, if I do these things, all my problems are going to go ahead and vanish away. And can I tell you something today? I wish that was the truth. I wish it was. But it's not. Jesus says this. He doesn't say you're going to have freedom and overcome the struggles and problems of life if you go ahead and get good enough. He doesn't say, you're going to go ahead and experience an all-new best personal year ever if you go ahead and try and improve yourself. No, here's what he says. He says, if you'll go ahead and follow me, and you'll abide in me, and you'll continue in my truth, then here's what's going to happen. You're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to go ahead and help you win. The truth is going to go ahead and free you from the circumstance that's holding you back. The truth is going to go ahead and change that circumstance around and help you rise above it. The truth is going to go ahead and help you win in life. You see, here's the problem. A lot of us spend more time with the lies. And because we spend more time with the lies, we miss out on the truth. What are some of the lies? The lies that we're tempted to believe, and we often believe, it goes right back to that moment where we worry about being good enough. We worry about trying to do the right thing. We make an attempt to get our life together. And Jesus never said, hey, I want you to continue to try and be good enough and live this thing on your own. No, over and over and over, Jesus said, I want you to go ahead and come, and I want you to cast all your cares upon me. I want you to give me your struggles. I want you to bring me your heartaches. I want you to bring me your sins. I want you to come to me, because if you'll get to know me, guess what? You're going to win at this thing we call life. And it's not just temporary. It's eternal. It's not just for a moment. It's forever. Well, let's take a look at what Jesus says. You see, Jesus gives us some background on something that we need to know. Because today we all have something we want to overcome, right? We do. We've got a financial struggle that we want to win. We've got a marital problem that we want to overcome. We've got a relationship that's broke down with a friend and we want to get beyond that. We've got some questions about things on the job and we don't know how to handle it. Yet yesterday I stood in a hospital room as a sweet dear lady was told, you've got a mass inside your heart, and our best guess is this, it's cancer. There's some uncertainties that we want to go ahead and overcome. There's some help that we need. There's some hope that needs to be resurrected inside of our lives. So we've all got something we want to overcome and we need to overcome, but we're all searching for that truth that we think will help us overcome it. And there's a temptation to say, the thing that'll help me overcome it is for me to handle it on my own. There's a temptation for me to say, the thing that'll help me to overcome it will be this. I'm going to go ahead and find out what my friends and family have going on, and I'm going to take all of their advice. Well, here's what Jesus said. Jesus said this, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Let's take a look at what truth really is. Because if we're going to search for truth, we need to know what it is. Here's what Jesus says. These are the words of Jesus recorded by John. Jesus says that truth is rooted in relationship. It's rooted in relationship. Did you know what Jesus says in John chapter 8? Jesus says, look, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. He says, look, if you'll go ahead and follow after me, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go ahead and know the truth, and then the truth is going to make you free. But in that, Jesus said this, truth is rooted in relationship. You see, truth is something that we can go ahead and build a life upon. Truth is something that is fact. Truth is something of certainty. And here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. How do we know the truth? By following the Son. He said it this way in John chapter 14 and verse number 6. His disciples are there. He's looking on. He's telling them that he's getting ready to go to the cross and die and give his life for them. But he says, look, you don't have to go ahead and be troubled by this. You don't have to be uncertain. And Thomas said, look, Jesus, we don't understand anything you're saying. And then Jesus goes ahead and he comes to this point, and here's what he says. He says, Thomas and everyone else, I want you to know I'm not a way. I'm not a good idea. I am the way. But then he says this. He says, I am the truth. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. Today, you're searching for truth to help you overcome. And here's what Jesus says. Jesus says truth is rooted in relationship, and I am the relationship that represents truth. I am the relationship that you desperately need, first and foremost, to be able to go ahead and overcome the issues and struggles and setbacks, the hurts and lack of hope in our lives. But sometimes when we go looking for truth, we don't go looking for a person. We go looking for a concept. We go looking for an answer. We go looking for something that will help us dig our way out. Yet Jesus boldly proclaims, look, if you want freedom, you want freedom, you want hope, you want forgiveness, you want a new lease on life, you want to overcome the sin, you want to break that chain, you want some freedom, here's where it starts. It starts with me. Truth is rooted in relationship. And it's rooted in that relationship that comes from Jesus, and it can only be given by Jesus. As we just kind of unpack this thought, that it's rooted in relationship, Jesus said truth really is a person, but then he says this, that truth has to be dealt with personally. What does that mean? Does that mean that truth is different for Kevin and Gina sitting over here today? No, absolutely not. Truth is the same. It just means they have to act upon it as individuals. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, look, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man's going to come to the Father but by me. He was saying, look, you can know the truth, but in order for you to know the truth, you have to go ahead and take a step, and you have to believe it yourself. When he said this in John chapter 8 and verses 31 and 32, he says, look, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. He's telling us that the person of Jesus Christ, he's saying, I am the truth, I am the person, but here's the reality. Truth is personal. You must respond to it personally. You see, sometimes we search for someone that knows something about the truth. And we go ahead and we weigh in on it from that standpoint, and we say, okay, they know something about the truth. I'd like to go ahead and figure that out, and maybe that'll be what changes my life, knowing about the truth. Well, a lot of us know about Jesus. And sometimes our greatest struggle in life is this. We know about Jesus, but we don't really know Jesus on a personal level. We know all about who he is, and we've heard the stories, and we've talked about him, and we've been to Sunday school, and we've done the church thing, and we were sent to VBS as kids, and all that kind of stuff, and we've got a background of knowing about him, but we've never really just said, okay, I'm going to let everything hinge on Jesus. I'm just going to go ahead and let it all hinge on him. Because I'm going to tell you something. The Jews that Jesus was talking to in John chapter 8 had heard all about the Messiah, and they were looking for the Messiah. And the Messiah, the Savior, was talking to them. And he said, look, if you would just go ahead and trust me, if you would just follow me, if you would just respond on an individual, personal level, you would be made free. You would be made free from the power of sin and the penalty of sin. You would be made free from some of the struggles of life, and you would be able to overcome them. But the truth is this, they knew all about him, but they missed it because they didn't respond on a personal level. And some of us today are struggling with the personal things of life, the things that are weighing us down, and the only way we can overcome them is it's rooted in that relationship with Jesus. It's rooted in a personal trust, in a personal faith in him. Not only does it take a personal trust and a personal faith for us to have that relationship, but after we know Jesus, we need to go ahead and continue to trust him on a personal level to overcome the struggles and the issues of life. See, a lot of us know about him, and a lot of us know him as Savior. We know what we need to do. But the question is this, are we doing what we know we need to do? You see, Jesus said it's rooted in relationship. But then he tells us this, that it's revealed in his word. If some would say, how can I know truth and how can I find truth? Jesus said it's revealed in his word. That's what he said. Jesus said, if you would go ahead and abide in me, if you would continue in me, if you would learn about me, if you would go ahead and learn about my word, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go ahead and know more about who I am. And the more we know about who he is, our life has the opportunity to become better. But some of us say this, can I really go ahead and can I trust the Bible? We've got this big question that even floats around in Christian circles, and it's this. Is the Bible relevant for my life today? That does it really have anything to do with me? The psalmist said in Psalm 119 and verse number 50, he says, your word has given me life. And in Psalm 119 and verse number 80, it says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Can I trust the Bible? Absolutely. Certainly. We can go ahead and trust it. Is the Bible relevant to my life? Can I tell you something? The Bible speaks to every issue that you face and that I face. The trouble and the difficulty is this. Sometimes we don't like what it says. Sometimes we look at it and we like what it says, but doing what it says is a little bit more difficult. So we stay where we are. You see, the Bible does multiple things, and one of the things that the Bible does for your life and for my life is this. The Bible builds our life. The Bible gives us something to build our life upon. In Psalm chapter 1, we have an incredible passage of Scripture that just kind of starts it right off. Psalm chapter 1 and verse number 2, David records something that's just really basic, but it's a great life principle for us to live by. Verse number 2, he says this, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruits in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. That doesn't mean that you're going to go ahead and get rich. It means that you're going to mature. It means that you're going to be strengthened. It means that your life is going to improve. That the psalmist said, look, when we go ahead and we make our way from his word, do you know what's going to happen? Our life is going to rise to new levels. We're going to experience greater things in our life, and we'll have greater things in the eternal life that Jesus can give us. In Psalm 32 and verse number 8, the Bible says, I will teach you and instruct you in the way. You see, the Bible will build your life. The Bible's going to go ahead and instruct your life. Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto what? My path. It just means that it guides us and gives us daily instruction. The Bible gives us a big picture, but the Bible also gives us a personal picture. You see, Jesus said, look, you're going to know the truth and the truth will make you free. But how does that happen? If we continue in his word, if we abide in his word. He was talking about his example, but he was talking about the word of life. He was talking about the words that represent all that he is. He was talking about the life that he was living, but he was also talking about the word of God that was being recorded so that you and I might have a guide for life. You see, the Bible will brighten your life. Gives us that life. Do you know that the Bible will go ahead and give us some liberty? It'll give us some freedom. Psalm 119, verse number 45, just says this, I will walk at liberty, which just means I will have freedom. I will have freedom because I seek your precepts. It says when we begin to seek his principles, when we begin to build our life around his word, and we begin to go ahead and take steps toward truth and walking in truth, it changes our life. We begin to go ahead and win. We begin to overcome some of the struggles and setbacks. Our hurts are no longer just hurts. They turn into hope. Our failures are no longer things that are just holding us back, and we're wondering, could we ever overcome them? We begin to overcome them. The sins that we've committed, we're reminded and we see that we can go ahead and enjoy freedom from and forgiveness from, and we can move forward in life. All of it's revealed right here in God's Word. You see, the Bible is perfect. It's complete. It lacks nothing. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 14, Paul writes to Timothy and he says this, "But you must continue. You must continue." Jesus said, if you'll abide, if you'll continue in my word. Paul writes to Timothy and he says this, "You must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from a childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." And then he says this, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God," which just means this, it's breathed by God. It comes from the life of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or that the child of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Jesus said, you know what? Here's what happens. You'll know the truth, and that comes if you'll continue in my word. And when you continue in my word, here's what takes place. You're equipped to be everything that God has designed you to be. You see, we're searching for truth and we want help and hope for this life and we want to overcome some of the struggles and setbacks. We have some prayer requests that are right up here, and they're prayer requests that are all over the spectrum. Can I tell you something? There's an answer for these requests and there's an answer for your request, and it's got a name, and the name is Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is truth. He's the embodiment of truth. He represents all truth. He lived truth. And he's the one that we can rely on and we can go to the bank with each and every day. He's going to be there and he's going to be consistent. It is a matter of fact. We can build our life upon it. And he is the answer. See, Jesus said truth is rooted in relationship. Jesus said truth is revealed in my word. You want to overcome some of the struggles and issues of life? I promise you, that Jesus has an answer. It's right here. There's not a problem that you're facing that we can't go ahead and find right here in God's Word. It's kind of amazing all the struggles that you and I go through, and we wonder, has anybody ever dealt with? All throughout the Bible. All throughout the Bible. Over and over and over. It's right here. God gave it to us for a reason. But here's what Jesus also said. He said, truth, it's released when we respond. It means this. Jesus said, look, if you'll go ahead and continue in my word, you'll be my disciples indeed. You'll be a better follower. But here's what will happen. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Do you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, when you continue to go after the truth, when you get yourself rooted in a relationship with Jesus, you begin to go ahead and get to know his word, here's what's going to take place. The Bible is going to build your life. It's going to instruct your life. You're going to go ahead and be growing and maturing and overcoming things, because Jesus is that full expression of God's truth. But Jesus said, look, the truth is going to be released into your life when you begin to respond. Jesus said, you'll get the full benefit of it when you begin to do something with it. You see, some of us today are pursuing something that'll help us overcome our struggles of life. Do you know what helps us overcome the struggles of life? A relationship with Jesus. What does it look like to pursue a relationship with Jesus? It looks like this. First and foremost, we come to a place where we believe that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for our sins. We believe that he was buried, and we believe that he rose again, and that changes everything, because when we believe that and we believe that we're a sinner in need of a Savior, here's what happens. We begin to go ahead and place our faith and trust in him, and he goes ahead and gives us a free gift called salvation that's available to anyone who wants to come to him and put their faith and trust in him. And when we begin to take that step, here's what happens. We begin to root our life in a relationship with Jesus, and we begin to take on some of his truth, but truth becomes even more when we begin to trust in his word. Today, for some of us, the greatest thing we can do to overcome, the greatest thing that we can do to experience that phrase, truth wins, is just go ahead and begin to trust his word. To begin to take a step and say, okay, this is what your word says, this is what I know I need to do, I'm going to take that step. This is what your word says. This is what I know I need to do. I'm going to take that next step. I'm just going to keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper into you, Jesus, because when I get deeper into you, here's what happens. I'm getting deeper into truth, and I'm getting out of the lies that I'm tempted to believe. Because some of us are tempted to believe the lie that there's no hope for our request. Some of us are tempted to believe that there's no help for us to overcome our request. And here's the reality. The truth is this. Jesus is here for you, and Jesus wants to help you overcome. And he wants to go ahead and give you that truth to build your life upon and allow you to live life by. But here's what must happen. We must be rooted in that relationship. We must let him go ahead and reveal it in our word and his word. And when we begin to go ahead and do that, we begin to go ahead and have truth released into our life. And we begin to overcome some of the struggles that are way bigger than we are. You know what Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 13 and verse number 17? He said, you'll be blessed when you do it. He said, I've given you an example. I've given you my word. I've laid it out before you. And here's what happens. You'll be happy when you do it. Some of us still need to overcome things in our life, and we're miserable, and the reason we're miserable and we still need to overcome is because this. We know what we need to do, we just haven't done it yet. We're waiting. We're just waiting. We know what needs to be done, but we just haven't responded. You see, when we begin to pursue truth, we begin to go ahead and have that relationship with Jesus. We trust his word. We take time to pray and have conversation with him. We begin to surrender portions of our life, and we just begin to go ahead and say, okay, I'm gonna do what you want me to do. Here's what Jesus said. He said to the Jews who believed him, they're hearing it maybe for the first time, if you'll stay close to my word, if you'll stay connected to it, if you'll stay committed to it, you'll go ahead and be my disciple. But here's what's going to happen. You'll begin to know the truth, and you'll have freedom from yourself. You'll have freedom from the struggles of life. You'll have freedom from the setbacks. He said, it truly will help you win. It truly will help you overcome. Today, I don't know what you need to overcome. But I know this. We all have something to overcome. And we're all searching for a truth that will help us overcome it. We want someone to make a difference in our life. Maybe we need help stopping the hurt. Maybe we need help overcoming something that has a hold of our life and is tugging at us continually, and we just can't seem to get beyond it. Maybe we've got financial problems that are way bigger than we are, and we say, man, I've made a mess of my life. I don't know how I'm ever going to get out of this hole. Maybe we've got some relationships that are really just in the tank, and we're looking and saying, man, I don't know how I can overcome that. Can I tell you something? The truth of Jesus Christ changes all of it, and the truth of Jesus Christ will help you win. And it starts by coming into that personal relationship with him. And today, if you've never done that, I want to encourage you to do that. Today, if you have done that and you say, I've got something else I need to overcome, I know Jesus, and I've allowed his sacrifice to overcome my sin, and I've allowed him to be my Savior, I've invited him to do that. Today, if you've done that, but you still got some things to overcome, you got some struggles, I want to invite you just to just say, look, I'm going to go ahead. Jesus, I'm going to be rooted in you deeper. I'm going to get in your word more, so that your truth can be released in my life. Would you bow your heads with me for just a moment? In just a moment, we're going to sing a verse of invitation hymn. Today, as we gather, maybe today you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, but you would like to. If there's never been that moment, if there's never been that time where you've said, Jesus, I know I've sinned, I know I've missed your mark, I know my life is not perfect. Jesus, I need you to be my Savior. If that's you today, here's what I would encourage you to do. I would encourage you, right where you are right now, to simply offer up a prayer from your heart that just says this: Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and the best I know how, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins and to be my Savior. Jesus, help me to trust you. Help me to live my life for you. If you've prayed that prayer, like just like that, something similar, there's no magic words that does it. It's your faith and your trust in him that takes care of it. So today, if you just did that, I want to encourage you to let us know. We'll give you an opportunity to do that by just putting it on a piece of paper and turning that into us. But today, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've got some other things that are weighing on you, some things that you need to overcome, I want to invite you to come and pray. We're going to leave these requests right here on the cross, and we're going to go ahead and keep putting requests on the cross because we believe that Jesus can change everything and that Jesus is the answer for all of our struggles in life. Somewhere in him, we can find that answer. So what we would encourage you to do is just to leave your place and come and pick up one of those cards and just fill it out. You don't have to write your name on it. You can just go ahead and give your prayer request, and we're going to nail it to the cross this week. And as a staff, we're gonna pray over those requests because we believe that prayer makes a difference. Maybe you're here today and you need someone to pray with you. You need someone to go ahead and just come alongside you. We want to do that as well. So as we stand together and sing in just a moment, if you want to know more about Jesus and how to have a personal relationship with him, I invite you to come. If you got some prayer requests, you got some things that you need to overcome, maybe it's just, Lord, help me to go ahead and get deeper rooted in you. Help me to get deeper into your word. It could just be that simple. Maybe that's what you need to come and make your prayer request today. Would you stand with me, please, with heads bowed, eyes closed? If you know the words, I invite you to sing along. Today, if you're going to be baptized and you want to come and make a profession of faith and share that with the church, I encourage you to do that as well.